So the establishment of mindfulness in the body. We contemplate the body diligent, clearly knowing and mindful, free of desires and discontent in regards to the world. And how do we do that? We abide contemplating body externally or internally. We abide contemplating body externally, and we abide contemplating body both internally and externally. We abide contemplating the nature of arising in the body, and we abide contemplating the nature of passing away in the body. And we abide contemplating both the arising and passing away in the body, being mindful that there is a body. And you abide this independently, not clinging to anything in the world. So what I think all this is pointing to, and I want to use the next framing of the elements as a way to help us begin to see this. But just to point to it from the sensory. So at any moment, I don't care what you're doing or how you're doing it or what's happening in your life, you could simply note hearing, and you could note the arising and passing of hearing externally. You could notice sounds rising and passing anytime. I don't care what you're doing. You could notice that you're knowing the sounds from this ear is hearing it. It's kind of an internal experience that you know hearing is happening, rising and passing anytime. I don't have to be sitting in full lotus for this to happen. I can establish my present moment awareness right here, right now, just by simply knowing sounds rising, passing. You could notice touching sensations rising, passing. You could notice tasting rising, passing, smelling, all the sense doors. At any moment, you could just experience them. And that experience of the sense doors will bring you into an experience of present moment awareness. There's another framing he also did with the elements is what we're going to practice with in this sit. So just as you're sitting here, eyes can be open or closed. You can notice that there is a temperature in your body. There's a temperature in the room externally. There's a temperature in your body internally. And there's a range in that temperature. Could be cold, could be hot. But everything has a temperature. Everything is on this scale of fire. And so you could just notice the temperature. This idea that I'm too hot or I'm too cold, that's a thought. But the temperature itself is an embodied present moment feeling. A fire. You could feel the weight of the body. You can feel heaviness. Maybe if you bring your attention to the lower half of the body, you could begin to feel the weight of the body. Or as Philip Moffat points to, you could feel it from the underside. If you feel the underside of the legs, or the back of the arms, you can begin to feel the weight, the pull, gravitational pull. Whether that body feels heavy or light, it's all earth. And everything, externally, internally, there is a weight to everything. Whether it's light, whether it's heavy, there's a hardness or a softness to everything. And so we can feel the hardness of our bones. Even if we're sitting on our bums and there's all this flesh there, there's also the hardness of the sit bones that we can feel. The bones in the legs, bones in the feet and the arms, bones in the whole torso, the back, all the way up to the head. There's a hardness to this. And there's a softness to our flesh and skin. So there's hard in the teeth and hard in the fingernails and softness in our earlobes and softness in our skin, thighs. It's all earth. Maybe rough or smooth. Back of the teeth might be smooth or rough. But there's an earth quality to this body. Internally, we can feel it, and externally, we can know it. So the cushion you're sitting on, or the chair, or the floor, you can feel the hardness of that contact, or the softness of it, or the roughness of it, or the smoothness of it. It's not so much about the body parts as much as it is the elemental experience of it. You can feel water, saliva, your eyes can feel wet or dry. There's a dryness all the way to wet, dry to damp. All of this can be felt internally. Lastly, we can feel the wind and air. It's a pressure. Most of that pressure we feel is wind. the way wind pushes up against us. Externally, we can know that wind is pushing forward on us and it's pushing back towards us, and that push and pressure between the wind externally keeps us upright. The air, it keeps us upright. Or you can feel the body breathing, the pressure of the in-breath and the exhale. Tingling, that's another sign of wind. Movement, oscillation, another sign of wind. So as you're sitting here, just notice this experience in this elemental way. If you want to turn your attention to the breath, then you can rest your attention on the breath, feeling the movement. The pressure. Tingling. Oscillating nature of it. Maybe contrast that with the earth, the steady stillness of the body. Sense of firm and solid. It's all earth.